peace and social justice activists gathered near Cisco Systems in San Jose to tell President Bush he's not welcome in California. Karen Meredith is with Military Family Speak Out. She lost her 26-year-old son to the war in Iraq.
We stand together today to let this president know that there is an anti-war movement in this country, and we do not support the policies of this administration. There is no end in sight to this war that so many of us questioned. There is no exit plan, just as there never was a plan to manage the peace that we were promised would come in short order. This war was wrong, is wrong, and will be wrong. It is time to stop the killing. It is time to stop the war in Iraq. It is time to bring all of our troops home now. President Bush, go back to Washington. You are not welcome here.
Since the war in Iraq began, over 2,300 U.S. soldiers have died, and organizers estimate 40,000 Iraqi soldiers have died on the war to liberate them. But Shireya Sayadi, a Kurdish Iraqi from oil-rich Kirkuk, says bombing Iraqis is far from liberating them.
I'm supposed to be really happy because George Bush liberated the Kurds of Iraq. That's a lie. I know what you want. I'm from Kirkuk. You want the oil of Kirkuk. Mr. Bush, you don't need to put sanctions on Iran. Iran had a great democracy in the world in 1953. CIA overthrew such a government. It was a model of democracy. You imprisoned Mossadegh. Is this the democracy you bring to us?
Activists also criticized the president for spending nearly $10 billion a month on the occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan while cutting social services at home. In next year's fiscal budget, the Bush administration completely cut the commodity program that offers food and funding for social services. Siwa Keeley is with the Committee to Save Indian Health.
Indigenous Native people are still here. We're here. We haven't. You tried to eliminate us over the years, but we're still here. And for some reason, he doesn't know we're here because he wants to eliminate health services in urban clinics. The health clinics are already overpopulated. We need to save the health clinics. He has eliminated it from next year's budget.
Peace and social justice activists also called for an end to the war on immigration. Shava Bustamante with Service Employees International Union 1877 says the Bush administration is scapegoating immigrants.
George Bush and his right-wing Republican cronies in the Congress are trying to criminalize immigrants. They're trying to blame us from their failures with coming to the rescue of the people affected by the Hurricane Katrina. And we're saying it is time to stop the war abroad and at home. It is time to stop the war against immigrants.
Activists say the competitive initiative Bush is pushing in Silicon Valley will only invest a fraction of what his administration spends on war and murder every month. Activists vow to continue protesting Bush's weekend visit to California. Reporting for KPFA News in San Jose, I'm Christina Onnested.